What's going on, everybody? This is Jackson on the road again. I'm not going home from Grand Rapids. And I just have one other thing that I wanted to share with you. As you guys know, Tristan and I do a podcast called The Evening Cup, where we taste spirits, beers, wines, review them, give them our thoughts, give them the thumbs up or thumbs down. And I was just wanting to share a little bit more of our knowledge about that. I myself am a big fan of whiskey, not just specifically bourbon, but I do love a good bourbon. And I have three whiskeys that are price conscious that I think y'all should try out. And so the reason I'm bringing this up is bourbon and whiskey are just skyrocketing in price. There's allocations, there's scarcity, there's collectors buying up a bunch of them. And so a lot of normal, what used to be readily available bourbons or whiskeys are no longer as such. Like Buffalo Trace used to be a very easily findable and easily approachable bourbon. It was at about a $25 price point, and now if you get it, it's about $30 plus, and if you can find it. And Blanton's, I remember seeing Blanton's in Meijer all the time on the shelves there. Now you're hard-pressed to find it, and if you do, you're paying well over state minimum for it. So I have three whiskeys that I think you should try that are at a low price point that are still worth the dollars. So number one, I'm going to go with this one. I believe anybody listening has probably seen this from somewhere. It's called Mellow Corn. This has a yellow and green label. It says Mellow Corn, big yellow letters. And the bourbon, or the whiskey itself, has a yellowish hue. So this, you know, generally indicates that it is not a very old bourbon. It hasn't been aged very long in whatever it was aged in. So it looks a little bit younger. It's not as caramely colored. This bourbon, I believe, is at about the $20 price point. And actually, I don't even know if it is bourbon. This whiskey, Mellow Corn, is at about the $20 price point. And I recently got this for my buddy as a Christmas present. And I'd never tried it before. And we tried it out. And it was delicious. A lot of people, you know, I believe I got a goofy look when I bought that, but it was good. It was smooth. It had character, had some flavors to it. I myself am a big fan of the sweeter bourbons or whiskeys, and it was sweet, and I enjoyed it, but it wasn't what some might say is too sweet. It had a little spice. It was a little hot. Not too bad, though. You could definitely drink it neat. I'm a big on-the-rocks guy, unless it's a premium spirit. And for between $50 to $20, it's the perfect price point. You can drink it straight. You can make old-fashions with it. You can make cocktails with it. You won't be worrying about the fact that you just spent $50 on this bottle and you want to make an old-fashioned. The next one is the Old Forester 86 proof. All of the Old Foresters I have tried are delicious, but recently when I've been going to the liquor store, I see the price creeping up. The 86 proof is still at about $25, I believe, $30 to $25, and this is just a fantastic bourbon. It is colorful. You get that nice, dark, caramel look to it. You get the beautiful aroma when you take your first sniff. Of course, it's going to be a little hot. It's alcohol, so it's going to be like that. But it is a nice, very pleasant smelling bourbon. It is 86 proof, so it is not super hot. And it is just a really good everyday sipper, is what I'd call it. You know, you're going to spend, like I said, between $25 and $30 on this bottle, depending on where you are. And once again, you won't be beating yourself up over making a cocktail with this or anything of that nature. It's smooth. It's a little bit sweet. It's delicious. I would try that. And lastly, this is going to be the best bang for your buck you're going to get. I've generally been keeping this one close to the chest so people don't go out and buy all of it. But for $9, you can get yourself a bottle of Quality House by Heaven Hill. This one is the sleeper of the century. This bourbon comes in glass bottle with a white and green label and a plastic cap. It's on the very bottom shelf. Everybody's going to tell you, bottom shelf, there's nothing you want to drink down there. That's a lie. This is, for the price especially, one of the best bourbons I've ever tried. It is easily a $20 to $25 bottle at only $9. It is made by Heaven Hill. Upon my research, I found that it contains, for the most part, the same mash bill as Pappy Van Winkle. Obviously, it's not the same, or else it wouldn't be $9, but for the most part, the mash bill is almost the same. It is a sweet, smooth, delicious bourbon that I drink straight up, but you can have no problem making a delicious old-fashioned with it. We put it to the blind taste test at Cafe Rica before, and people have picked that one as the more expensive bourbon over the more expensive bourbon. So, that one right there, Quality House by Heaven Hill, the best bang for your buck. Most places it's $9, $10 out the door, and that'll be your best bang for your buck. It's delicious. But once again, Mellow Corn, Old Forester 86 proof, and Quality House. I hope this has brought a little bit of value to you. Yeah, if you have any bourbons or whiskeys or anything else you'd like us to try or want more information about, please let me know. Like us, follow us, subscribe, give us your comments. Love and appreciate all you. Take it easy.